This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and he was on my show back in October of last year. Their revenues have just been really staggering, growing in leaps and bounds. 2016, they did $456,000. 2017, they did $654,000. 2018, they did $1.4 million, up about 110%. We're talking no other than Precision Therapeutics, Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ. Look them under the ticker symbol AIPT. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company. He's been on my show before, Dr. Carl Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz, welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
You know, give my listeners and your investors maybe a little bit of a company overview, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
The best way to talk about Precision Therapeutics, AIPT, on the NASDAQ is to discuss that it now has four rapidly growing divisions, namely Skyline Medical with its domestic and foreign divisions, and our wholly owned subsidiaries, Tumorigenesis and Helomics Corporation, which, by the way, is our newest acquisition and was completed just last week. We are excited about each of these divisions and their rapid growth as we continue to execute on our business strategy. Let's begin with Skyline Medical. Our Generation 3 machine is targeted for production in mid-May. It will be smaller, have fewer moving parts, and be more efficient. We will also be offering two versions of a vacuum pump as an attachment to enhance the Generation 3's performance in the ERs and IRs and make it even more desirable for the operating rooms. We have expanded the staff of our domestic sales force with more experienced and qualified personnel. We have formed an international division headquartered in Belgium with distributors and sales reps in over 20 countries worldwide, including 11 in Europe, plus India, which, by the way, this is very important, has just informed Skyline that they are making our machine mandatory for use in its hospitals, Australia, the Middle East, and Taiwan, and as such, we have been receiving orders for our machines from around the world. We've expanded our ability to provide service and training to our customers, both by extensive training of our in-house specialists and extensive training of personnel attached to our customers. In lockstep with our improvement in machine sales has been a corresponding increase in disposables. In other words, our razor-razor blade concept of ongoing sales to machine owners and improving our marketing approach company-wide. And now let's talk about Tumorigenesis. Tumorigenesis was formed to create a new approach to grow tumors outside the body, in which the tumor is fooled into thinking it is still in the body and acts and responds much more naturally to stimuli such as drugs. We intend to use this approach to specialize in ovarian tumors with its synergistic with Helomics. We also intend to apply this approach to replace the use of tumor models in lab rats and mice. These animals have yielded, in general, very inaccurate results and are very expensive to use. We are moving forward rapidly, and as a validation of our approach, the Canadian government has just given one of our partners in this venture a $250,000 grant to support our research. We have also formed an important partnership with a prestigious U.S. university to supply several important types of ovarian tumors for our research program. We expect to see very positive results for our efforts in the not-too-distant future. And now there is Helomics. As I mentioned at the outset, we have just completed our merger with Helomics, and as such, this AI and data-driven precision medicine company is now 100% owned by AIPT. Helomics has, over the last 10 years, amassed over 150,000 tumors at a cost in excess of $200 million, and it is growing daily with tumors being sent by referring oncologists. Helomics has drug response data on all of its tumors in inventory, but more importantly, this data includes responses on over 35,000 ovarian tumors, which is our focus. Helomics is uniquely differentiated because it has this drug response data on all of these tumors. And as a part of their clinical testing, Helomics provides this drug response information to their referring oncologists to help individualize therapy. This unique data asset, we believe, is the largest trove of tumor drug response data known, and it is still growing. Helomics, with the help of other research institutions and the power of AI, will collaborate with the pharmacological industry, including, for example, our just signed agreement with Viome to study what happens in the gut in women with ovarian cancer to bring in additional genomic data. We will then use this data, again through the power of AI, to assist the pharmacological industry in developing new therapies that address the patient's personal version of cancer by its specific mutations. Helomics will continue to build out its data in the ensuing months through the sequencing of tumors, which will significantly increase the value of its data to pharma. For the purposes of comparison, Foundation Medicine had less than one-half of the ovarian cancer tumors that we have in inventory when they began their journey to national prominence. We have and will continue to bring leading experts into Helomics and AIPT, beginning with a world-class scientific board to help guide us. We already have Bob Murphy, a professor of computational biology at Carnegie Mellon University, and a pioneer in artificial intelligence research in biology. Amelia Warner, an experienced pharmaceutical senior executive that ran clinical pharmacogenetics for Merck Research Labs and founded Global Specimen Solutions, an innovative clinical trial data company that was recently sold to Covance LabCorp. Dr. Paul Kornblith, a world-renowned neurosurgeon, clinician, and clinical cancer researcher, and author of over 150 peer-reviewed publications. Paul is on our medical advisory board. And last but not least, Mark Melandro, VP of Operations at the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Helomics will continue applying our AI approach to tumor responses data and the sequencing of each tumor. AIPT is determined to bring realistic hope to thousands of women with these tumors. The entire focus of both Helomics and Tumor Genesis is ovarian cancer. My last comment to our investors and potential investors is, watch our dust.
Well, that's nicely said, Dr. Carl Schwartz, but I have some questions here, and hopefully you can help me out in how we got there. In 2017, we did $654,000 revenue, and 2018, we did $1.4 million, which is about 110% gap. That being said, one, how did we get there? Two, I want to talk about the new Asian distribution agreement and also the new Saudi Arabia new orders. If you could elaborate on those three things, I would greatly appreciate it.
Well, the reason our revenues have grown, obviously we're selling more machines. We set a record in sales last year, short of what we wanted to do, but certainly we set a record. And we are also following up with, as I mentioned earlier in this report, the razor blade concept, which is we're selling our disposables. We've gotten our customers to use the machine, to clean the machine after every procedure, which they weren't doing in the past. So that has increased those sales. So we have increases in sales both in machines and in disposables, which is critical to our growth.
And also your new presentation over there in Australia, if you could enlighten with us a little bit on that.
Yes, they have, along with other companies around the world, have ordered our machines, and they are now in the process of setting up a center of excellence in Australia and some of the adjacent islands not that far away to be able to display the machine, and they're very excited about the growth they see in this product. They like it. They like it a lot, and we should begin to see results very soon from them.
What would you like my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview before I let you go?
I would hope that they would look at this company in its entirety and realize that we really are on the move. All of our divisions are solid. Their approach is accurate, and we should begin to see really solid results in the very near future, and the stock is very low, and I would suggest that if you have any interest, this is probably a good time to get in, but that's up to individual investors. However, I believe in this company strongly, and I think we'll really begin to see some spectacular things happening by the end of the year.
My guest today has been Dr. Carl Schwartz. He's the CEO and director of Precision Therapeutics, Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AIPT. Carl, thanks so much for stopping by on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on international sales.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.